The Ministry of Education says it is surprised at the strike by the university teachers over its books and research allowance, as the ministry is set to effect payment. The process to effect the payment, according to the ministry, is at the final stage. A deputy minister in charge of tertiary education, Samuel Okudjeto Ablakwa, in an interview with Radio Ghana, said a letter that will trigger the payment has already been written by the sector minister of education and forwarded to the Ministry of Finance. He questioned the morale for the strike.
Our response is that we had already commenced the processes for the payment of the book and research allowance as early as 13th July. My minister sent a reminder to the Ministry of Finance to facilitate the payment. I must indicate that the book and research allowance had to undergo a number of negotiations with the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission based on the MOU we signed on the 2nd of September 2014. And you recall that government position is that we want to establish a national research fund. We held and still hold the view that the current arrangement, the current model of spreading the book and research allowance system does not aid research. And so the agreement we had with that 2nd September 2014 MOU is that negotiations will commence because the unions had rightfully argued that it's part of their conditions of service and that they would have to negotiate with a fair wage. But we took the initiative when we noticed that the negotiations were dragging, because any time we wrote to the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission for updates, we wrote to Fair Wages on the 11th of February, on the 13th of May, and on the 15th, and on the 5th of June 2015. After the 5th of June response, we noticed that things were dragging. The Fair Wages had complained that the unions were stalling. Sometimes they invite them, they do not show up, and all of that. We took the decision that since the negotiations are stalling and the book and research allowance for the 2014-2015 academic year has accrued, we will initiate the processes. So we initiated the processes, we wrote to them, and we asked the universities to submit their audited list. NCTE then forwarded the audited list to us, which we have validated and sent to the Ministry of Finance way before this UTAC strike was declared. The ministry is surprised that UTAC has called this strike. We are all on the same page. We do not have any differences, and it's really surprising that the strike would be called when at all material moments we had copied UTAC in all our communication. We did have a meeting with all the union on the 13th of May and the 5th of June, where we updated them on what our intentions are.
Deputy Minister of Education in charge of tertiary education, Samuel Okudjeto Ablakwa. Meanwhile, the president of UTAC, Dr. Samuel Atintono, said the ministry is only peddling untruth if it says the processes have started. He said the association has not officially received any letter confirming the start of payment, despite the ministry's claims. Dr. Atintono insisted the association will only call off the strike if full payment is made.
I have indicated that the Minister of Finance is saying that he's not going to pay. And if he's not going to pay, except you have to do as far back as 13 July and he has not responded, what message is he giving you? It means that he's still standing by what he has said that he's not going to pay.
Well, he said the processes are ongoing.
There's no process ongoing. The letter was written to the Ministry of Finance as far back as he himself said, 13 July. The Ministry of Finance has not responded. What impression is he creating? And as I said, the man has told him that he's not going to pay. So that action is an indication of what he has said that he's not going to pay. That's why he has not responded to that letter. So in actual fact, nothing has been indicated. And when we met them, we told them clearly one thing that will make us believe that they are really committed to the payment. They are nowhere near that point. They are nowhere near that point. They are not even aware that after the 15th June meeting, we also met the 9th July. And they were aware that we have given them the 1st July as a deadline.
So officially, you have not received any letter?
No, we only saw it on social media. Officially, nobody has. If you look at the letter and see whether our name is there, the distribution. We are not even part of the distribution. So how come they claim that they said the letter with us? Let them tell the truth.
What would it take for you to go back to the classroom?
That's why last year, when we signed the MOU, we told them that once you are going to start the academic year, have it in mind that you are to pay the book and research allowance. But because they are having in mind that they are not going to pay, that is why we have come to this level. And that is what is going to happen next year. But we don't want to go on fighting this way next year. So we will finish with everything before school reopens. when we are now clear of the kind of terms of conditions of service that we are going to get, then we will open.